وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم يا أخانا حفظك الله تعالى. Oh my dear brother and sister, may Allah grant you خير and كيش and all خير بارك الله فيكم. If a brother or a sister teaching the brothers or sisters regarding Al-Quran, memorizing the Quran, doing a small tahfidh among them or big tahfidh, how they should apply the correct teaching in terms of learning Al-Quran, the answer is you must realize that the mistakes of the Quran Kareem are in two different categories. The first category, which is include a lot of branches categories in it, it's called the general mistakes. The general mistakes, the big mistakes. The second mistake, we call it the second category, which is the small mistakes, the minor mistakes, the hidden mistakes. So every category among these two categories include other branches categories. But anyway, the general mistakes means the mistakes that normally when the person they do it, means it's involved nearly the whole in a whole his recitations involve this kind of mistakes. Means you cannot find one ayah or two ayat or one page without him doing this kind of mistakes. It doesn't matter change the meaning or no. If it's in the meaning, it will be worse. Like change some of the letters, changing the dal to be zai, changing the tha to be seen till the end. This is a worst mistakes. But in general, we say a common mistakes, a general mistakes involving all his recitation in it. So this is the first mistake you're supposed to focus in it with your brothers and sisters, because number one, it's really bad and affect the whole recitation. Number two, most of the time you affect the meaning. Number three, easy to be fixed and easy to be noticed. Number four, normal teachers, they can't fix this kind of mistakes. So I advise my brother and sister to focus in this kind of mistakes, even if they are qualified to fix the other, because it's the first step. And this is how we learn and we take knowledge step by step, one by one. So an example, for example, if we have someone that in whole recitation reciting from his nose, you understand, the ya and the waw and the noon all come from his nose. Like noon, he say noon. Like alameen, say alameen. It came from his nose. We focus in this and we try our best to make him realize his mistake, and he's supposed to pronounce all the letters from his mouth, not from his nose. Here's an example. Other example, for example, if he change kind of letters to be a different letters. You understand? For example, he say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We fix his letter and we say, brother, make it ha Alhamdulillah, not Alhamdulillah. You cannot say Hayya ala al-Salah or Hayya ala al-Falah. It's Hayya ala al-Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah. Till the end. So we focus on this kind of mistakes because it involves most of your recitation and maybe will cause for you to change the meanings, which meaning changing the Kitabullah Ta'ala. Then if he fix most of these mistakes and he already improved, we move with him to the second type of mistakes, the hidden mistakes. Barakallahu feekum.